Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online y El Calce junto a mí. Ella es The Quintessential Diva, Giselle Shaw, en directo desde Impact Wrestling. Giselle, it's an absolute honor to have you back here at Lucha Libre Online. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
All good here in Puerto Rico, and thank you for being here back at Lucha Libre Online. I need to address the obvious on the room, and it's the UK tour. There was a viral video that you were involved, a few of them actually, that you were involved. And I mean, we haven't saw that personal side from the Knockouts until basically a few months ago, a month ago or so. Who came with the idea of basically showing the world the real personality behind every single Knockout?
You know, I think it was just a group effort. You know, what we do here at the Knockouts, what we do at Impact Wrestling, you know, TNA next year, is that we really are a family and we're so close, you know, close-knit. And we were just on tour, and I feel like we've been wanting to do TikToks for the longest time, but then, you know, we're just so busy and constantly on the go. So when we went to the UK, we were like, okay, like we need to make this happen. And it was just fantastic that it was, you know, received well by everyone.
And by the way, your birthday was approximately by that date, and you spent your birthday in Paris, if I'm not mistaken. Happy belated birthday. How was that experience?
It was fantastic. You know, I think it was a great way to end the UK tour. The UK is my second home. I feel like I made my independent name there, and you know, it means a lot to me. So going back there, performing and actually do a tour was just fantastic. And, you know, closing it off with a birthday celebration and then going to Paris, I think it's just incredible.
Let's speak about TNA. Obviously, Impact Wrestling is an incredible branding that has been being developed during the couple last years. But TNA is the heart and soul of what we grew watching. It's what we love. It's the product that the Knockouts started, basically revolutionizing the whole women's industry on TNA. Mm-hmm. So having the opportunity to go back, how does that make you feel? And having the opportunity to perform under the actual TNA umbrella.
Yeah, I think it's so cool, you know, to be even called a Knockout, like an Impact Knockout. It's such an honor. There's so many women that have toiled and worked so hard, you know, to be given the respect that we all want and the equality that we want. And, you know, I don't even think that I would ever be called a TNA Knockout. So going back to that and actually be an Impact Knockout, then a TNA Knockout, it's just so surreal to me. I think it's so incredible. But also I think there's just a lot of responsibility for myself because, you know, being the first trans woman Impact Knockout, and then now to be a TNA Knockout is just so amazing. And I just, you know, it's like my work in wrestling, it's just, I focus on hopefully that maybe if someone is going through the exact same thing that I was, then that they would be inspired and empowered and go after their dreams. And, you know, hopefully that they can relate to my story and just go after it.
Which leads me to my next point. You'll have the opportunity to be crowned in the future the TNA Knockouts champion. Hopefully that will be in your resume at any point. That will basically make you the first transgender woman of acquiring a major title in the whole wrestling industry, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Nyla has done it. So I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to say that. But at Impact Wrestling, TNA Impact Wrestling, for sure. And I think that it'll be amazing when that day comes. And like I said, it's just, I'm out there to inspire people and empower people. And hopefully that, you know, when that day comes, then it's going to cement that, that I just want to help people. And hopefully, you know, like I said, inspire people.
A lot has happened during the last couple of months for Impact in general. And I want to address the Impact 1000 episode celebration that lasted two whole weeks. A few people came back, a few people just made their mark, but Gail Kim, Awesome Kong, there were a few of them, Angelina Love, among many others, that you had
Velvet
the opportunity.
Sky.
Velvet Sky, of course. Like,
yes.
A lot of talent had the opportunity to go back. How does that make you feel, having the opportunity to share the locker room? Obviously, with Gail and among many others, you had the opportunity to share before, but not in a wrestling capacity, not with Gail Kim tying up and lacing up her boots. Like, how was that experience?
It was just so iconic, you know, like when, like we talked about it and we were, you know, everybody was making their entrances and stuff. And I'm just like, wow, like this is so surreal, because I watched, you know, I watched them growing up and I never would have thought that I would be sharing the ring with them, you know, at that capacity, you know, 1000 episode. And it was just so incredible. And I think, you know, Angelina Love and Velvet Sky like made their their entrance. And I was just like, I'm like, is this real? Like, am I in a dream right now? Like, it was so surreal. And I just loved it. And to be able to work, you know, with the legends that came back, it was fantastic. It was a dream come true.
Among other things that has happened here is that the fact that you actually had the opportunity to perform again in the UK, you addressed it. That's a place that Giselle Shaw grew in. As a wrestler, as a performer, having the opportunity to go back, quote unquote, home. How did that make you feel? How was that opportunity? And how did the crowd react at seeing you back?
I mean, it was so crazy because, you know, my character at Impact Wrestling is just like, I'm the quintessential diva. I'm better than everybody. And, you know, everyone's a loser. I hate you, you know? And obviously I was like, well, you know what? Like, maybe hopefully when I go to the UK, if they're actually watching the show, that they'll be like, okay, like, let's boo her, you know, and I wouldn't mind because that's my character. But they were cheering me on and I was just like, no, you know what I mean? And but it was really, really fun. And I had such a blast, you know, I had that match with Alex Windsor at Turning Point. So it was a nice coming home show because, you know, she and I feuded in the UK and we have history. And I think it was really nice.
And if you allow me, I'm going to say something very quick in Spanish. Y es que el diciembre 9, 9 de diciembre, Impact Wrestling regresa con un super evento Final Resolution que ustedes van a poder disfrutar a través de Fight TV, a través de Impact Plus. Va a ser nuevamente el 9 de diciembre, 8 de la noche, disponible a través de Impact Plus y a través de Fight TV. Hay un gran cartel por delante, al igual que eso, van a estar de regreso en Las Vegas, gente, con TNA, ya es distinto, ya no es Impact Wrestling, ahora es TNA, y van a regresar directamente el 13 de enero con Hard to Kill, el super evento que todo el mundo está esperando, que nos va a brindar ese regreso de TNA, y el 14, posteriormente, van a estar presentando Snake Eyes ahí también, en Las Vegas, específicamente en Palms, allí se llama el venue de Palms en Las Vegas. Los boletos están disponibles en Ticketmaster.com y para pay-per-view también lo pueden disfrutar a través de Fight TV y a través de Impact Plus. Giselle, and I asked a few of the Impact talent about this topic as well. This was like a well-kept secret. Like, I didn't notice that this was actually going to happen. Nobody leaked it. Nobody knew that this was going to actually happen. When did you learn about it? Because, for example, many of them learned it when the promo came out because they were not on the promo on TV. Were there like rumbles behind the scenes about a possible comeback of TNA? You know, how do you took the news?
I think it was really definitely kept secret, you know, and not a lot of people knew about it. I didn't even know about it. And, you know, we were just in the back and, you know, they said, hey, like, just, you know, watch the monitor because I think they have an announcement. And we're just like, okay, cool. Like, that's exciting. And then, you know, when that promo came on, we were just like, oh my God. Like, it was, yeah, it was just so crazy. And everybody was just screaming. I'm not sure. You probably saw me. And I was just like, it was intense. It was really intense. And I think everybody is just so excited, from management to talent to, like, everybody who works at the company. And I feel like a lot of people who don't even work at the company want to be a part of this crazy adventure that we're going in January, starting in Las Vegas. And it's going to be a wild ride. And I hope that everybody, you know, takes that adventure with us.
I've said this during the last years, and I still believe it firmly. Impact has the best women's division in the industry, period. What do you think is the key behind that success? Because you have a lot of talent that can easily go snap and have ego problems here and there, but that doesn't happen. Like, we see such a tight union. We see the videos. We see everyone just having a fun time and rowing towards the same direction. In your opinion, what do you think is the key success, the key behind the Knockouts division success?
I think that, you know, the knockouts division has always been so diverse, and everybody's so unique and they offer something different. So everyone can learn something from different people. And we really are a tight-knit family, you know, at Impact Wrestling, TNA Wrestling. And, you know, we pride ourselves that we are the best locker room. And I think everybody sees that, and everybody wants to be a part of it. And we just want to continue that and be, you know, like be role models for the people that come into the locker room. And we want them to go out there and go, you know what, like, I had a fantastic time in that locker room. And we just want everyone to, you know, have a positive experience in the locker room. So I think that's the key, is that we want it to be great, not only the locker room, but when we go out individually out in the independent scene, that, you know, we're representing TNA Wrestling, we're proud of it, and, you know, positivity.
How's been working with a fellow Puerto Rican, Jay Vidal? He's been doing great so far. He's been having some TV time. He's been developing as a character, but at the same time, he's been improving as a talent as well as a wrestler. How's been working with him?
He's fun. He's really, really fun. You know, he's got some crazy ideas, and I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? Like, that's kind of cool. You know, that spot that we did in Bound for Glory, where I was in the apron and then I got drop kicked and then I fell back and then they caught me, you know, and they did the little
makeup stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So that was Jay's idea. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Oh. That's a moment. Yeah. So it was a great moment. And I feel like people really remembered that, and like people talked about that. So he's really funny. And then he got to wear the turkey suit last episode. And, you know, like, we have fun with it. The three of us, Jay and Savannah, and we just take the ball and run.
That's impressive. And I didn't expect it, that he was actually given different ideas to make the product better. And it's incredible that Impact allows you the opportunity to, you know, to give your thoughts, to give your basically to create something along with them. So as a talent, how important for you is having that opportunity to put that creative input to the product?
Oh, I feel like we're all artists, right? Like, every single one of us, like, we're all artists. We all have our creativity and stuff. And I think it's important that you're able to say that to the company and go, hey, like, I have an idea or something or whatever. And you know what? Any idea is better than no idea. So they always, you know, do their best to hear us and listen to us and make sure that they're not just, you know, like, yeah, cool. Like, sure. They actually really take the time and listen and think, like, you know what, like, that would be a really good idea, and we can do that. Or, you know what, like, I feel like that's been done, or like, let's stay away from that. And, you know, it's very cordial. It's very open policy, open door policy. And like, there's no such thing as a dumb idea, you know, even though you might think it's dumb, you know, when you say it, but then, you know, like, they hear you out. And I think that's the most important thing.
That's awesome. I'm going to say something in Spanish one more time. 9 de diciembre, directamente en el Don Call of Alina Arena allá en Canadá, en Toronto, van a estar disponibles Impact Wrestling con Final Resolution, disponible por pay-per-view a través de Fight TV y a través de Impact Plus para boletos impactwrestling.com, y 13 de enero, Hard to Kill, directamente de The Palms en Las Vegas, en Nevada, boleto disponible en Ticketmaster.com, y 14 de enero van a tener Snake Eyes en The Palms en Las Vegas, en Nevada, ahora bajo el flagship o la sombrilla de TNA, ambos boletos disponibles en Ticketmaster.com. Giselle, it's been an absolute honor to have you here at Lucha Libre Online. Yeah. Last but not least, what message can you send to all the fans out there in Latin America so they can tune into Impact Wrestling every single Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through Access TV or through YouTube, and as well to watch the pay-per-views?
Yeah, so you know what? I'm just super, super excited. Like we said, we are going to be TNA Wrestling back again January, and we're just so, so excited. And I feel like everyone in the locker room is just so stoked for this comeback. And I just want everyone to just tune in, and you know, it's going to be worth your time, worth your money, and it's going to be special. And I just hope that everyone takes this ride with us and see where we go, you know. Let's go on a freaking adventure.
Nuevamente, diciembre 9, Final Resolution, termina Impact Wrestling. 13 de enero, nace TNA nuevamente. Giselle Shaw va a ser parte de este nuevo cambio, de este nuevo drástico giro que ha dado la industria de la lucha libre con un competidor tan sólido como lo era Total Nonstop Action Wrestling en el pasado. Así que, let's wrap this up, pero en español. Giselle Shaw, The Quintessential Diva, y Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online y El Calce, porque en español nadie lo hace mejor. Será hasta la próxima.